You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 12. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding what he wants to pass across to us today. Sometimes when you are sick or you have an ailment, generally, when most people have ailment that they had to be on drugs, they just take the drugs and they are relaxed and they just continue to take the drugs. For example, let's say you have high BP, blood pressure, and you are placed on drug. Usually, they will say that it is for life. Now, you see, the physician have done their part. We thank God for medical help. But what happened is that so many persons, they just continue to take that drug, and they are not desperate for the Lord to heal them. There is nothing wrong consulting medical help, and there is nothing wrong taking drugs. Everything is given and created by God. But you must not put your trust in the drug. What happens if the ailment is one that they do not have drug to manage it? Would you cry to God? So while you are taking that ailment, you must continuously seek the Lord that he will take you off that drug. While you are taking the drug, rather, you must continuously seek the Lord that he should take you off that drug. What many people do is that as long as that drug can allow them to, generally speaking, live an okay life, they are just contented with that and they just continue with that for life. It is okay, you must use those drugs. However, you must seek to be put off those drugs. You must seek the Lord and say, Lord, this high blood pressure, normalize it, O Lord. Normalize it such that I will not have to depend on this drug. You are my healer. You are my Lord. You must continuously seek the Lord. You see, the advantage is this. Why you are taking that drug? Because there is a temporary solution. It helps you to build your faith. If it is a situation where no drug can do anything, that it is stamina. You know, the faith you don't have, it is difficult to muster it at that point. But you have opportunity that you are taking a particular drug that gives relief, and then you are trusting God. So it means that your faith can grow. You can allow your faith to be growing gradually. And I tell you, a lot of people will be off pills if they did this. The problem with Asa was that he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. He only trusted in drugs. Don't trust in drugs. Trust in the Lord. Thank God for drugs. Thank God for doctors. But trust in the Lord. What happens if that drug fails you? Where will you turn to? Who will you turn to? So it's a great wisdom that even when you have been placed on a drug, continuously seek the Lord. As in, I'm not saying you should just do this because we have said that. You should desire to be off that drug. You should tarry in the presence of the Lord, saying, Lord, please deliver me from this drug. Heal me. I've seen people that were diagnosed and they were told that this ailment is for life. You can only manage it. And they place them on drug to manage it. And this person continued to pray and seek the Lord. And just like that, in a day, the disease was healed. And the person had been off drug and the person has been fine. So don't think that it is normal that you should just continue to take that drug. Seek the Lord. The Lord is not only able to heal you when you don't have option for drug. He is also able to heal you even when there is a drug that can give you temporary relief. May the Lord give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.